Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Wandavian Wizard Gang D&D Live Play Podcast. This is episode 6, is it? Yeah, episode 6, right?
Episode 6.
Where we left off, the team was fighting through some sewer area, looking for Floon Blagmar and the Xanathar Guild hideout, and a Xanathar Guild hideout. And right now, they're in a, down a dimly lit corridor, waiting at the bottom of the stairways that goes up into a room of which they're going to see soon. We have characters.
Alasdair.
Erwin Sickle.
Drakon.
Loikrin.
Grand Elf.
Grand Elf.
Grand Elf.
Anyway, so we're going to start off with you, Lyle. You're at the start.
We're all still alive,
by
the way.
Somehow.
I'm going to go up the stairs very cautiously.
Okay, roll for stealth. I'm assuming you meant like you're going to try to stealth in, right?
Yes.
And just not try your hardest not to fall right back down the
stairs. I got a 21.
Ooh, okay.
So that was a 14 that you
rolled. Plus 7.
Wait, why plus 7? That was plus 6.
Yeah, oh, plus 7.
My stealth is plus 7.
Which I don't really get for a first level rogue.
But that's...
No, because he has a 15 in dexterity, plus he has proficiency in stealth, plus he has expertise in stealth, and his racial bonus is a plus 2 to dexterity, therefore he has a total of proficiency plus expertise in stealth along with a 17 dexterity.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Sorry, I'm scribbling out this room right now. We use a battle mat from that one website. That's pretty cool. They should sponsor us.
I heard something vibrate. No, I don't know what's on.
Sound like
Jacob. Called a car outside. Cars do not vibrate. They go.
That's literally what a car does, Jaden.
No, cars don't go like.
Jaden, the past couple days, there's been trucks driving up and down the road, like actual semi trucks.
Tell trucks take that road.
Yeah, but they take this road. They no. Yesterday there was like two semi trucks that went down this road, and they just turned around at the end of it. I'm like, what's the point of that? I don't know.
Don't go get the right road next time.
Well, maybe they thought you could still cut through back there.
You can.
No, they put up a house there, and they have like a bunch of fence poles there.
We should go through it.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, it's a semi truck.
I'm done illustrating the room after literally like 2 minutes of drawing. So, Lyle. Threadbare curtains hang on the east wall of a long hall, in the middle of which a muscular half-orc in a dingy robes stands with his foot on the chest of a male human with wavy red blonde hair. Fire burns around the orc's clenched fist. His victim cries and squirms helplessly beneath him. Seated on a raised platform to the south is a nightmarish figure wearing black clothes, his large white eyes and rubbery purple skin. Four tentacles encircling its human mouth. It cradles and gently caresses what looks like a disembodied brain with feet.
Does the guy have a nice chin?
You would not be able to discern that from his current location.
That would be Lyle that would be able to know that. He has to sort of, like, grab the head. Just...
I'm gonna put down the figurines.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Can I help?
I'm gonna go up behind Lyle.
It's a 5-foot hallway. You can't just, like, go past me.
Yeah, I can.
I guess, whatever.
I'm letting Lyle do stuff first.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, if you want, you can go ahead of me, Peyton. I'm just saying I want to
move up. I mean, I'm taking Lyle's spot and then line up then. Good God.
I just want to go up.
Can I...
We've got figure. We've got...
Should I be terrified of the nightmare creature?
Guy in dingy robes.
The nightmare creature looks demon-y, right, though? Like, really cool.
No, the nightmare creature is a,
It's got tentacles. It's got purple skin and tentacles.
You know those,
then I think my guy has to tell you. I think my guy's supposed to study that then.
You know the guy that I ran up to and tried to grab, but then I like just got paralyzed. Yeah, it's one of those.
I know. Well, no, I was wondering. So my guy has to like study anything that looks otherworldly.
From the future.
So I have to. Well, otherworldly. Therefore, absolutely, I'm going to take notes on this man.
They're just from the future.
Otherworldly.
Can I try to save the humans?
Just, okay,
like,
so
yeah, you can't
I
just say.
I take the human and I leave.
Just push.
So you're saying you're gonna run past the nightmare creature.
Oh, the nightmare creature! Hey.
Where is the nightmare creature?
Nightmare creature.
Oh, they're like that. Oh.
Yeah, they're like that.
Can nightmare creatures see me?
No, they're all facing towards the back wall and they're just working on.
Can I stealth attack the nightmare creature?
That'll be hard to do.
Okay, fine, I won't then, she
said. I mean, it would make sense, because the nightmare creature would be distracted with the humans.
No, what direction is he facing?
The other side.
Okay, no, never mind, you should be fine then.
So then you can just sneak up behind.
Yeah, go for it then.
Alex said, what are you on?
I don't know, man. It's your choice. You're gonna stealth attack the guy.
I'm contemplating whether to do that or run back and tell there's an orc, there's a guy, and there's a nightmare creature, and I'm scared.
I can't tell you because that'd be cheating, so you have to make this decision on your own.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do...
Try to backstab the purple thing.
Tries to backstab self.
Just stabs purple thing, sword goes in portal through back.
That'd be pretty awkward, actually.
I'm gonna pull it out. So,
That doesn't sound like
you're gonna stabbed. Do anything, or like
I'm gonna.
Oh wait, it's our turn?
No, it's still Lyle.
I'm
going
to I'm gonna stealth attack the nightmare.
You wasted 6 minutes.
Roll for hits.
But wait, doesn't he have to roll a,
No, he's still, he got 21 on stealth.
No constitution no. saving throw.
I got you guys find a lich?
I got a nat 20.
Oh, that's the thing we thought was a lich?
Liches are fun. I
so
like
first,
a liches.
First roll double damage.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah, you
damage
hit,
goes stab.
So first roll, no, first roll the two of your right, excuse me, two of your regular damage dice plus one.
Eight.
So, roll, you can. Seven. So, eight. No. Hold up. I have to do a thing real quick.
Bothered you said excuse me.
What? Because I'm not a disgusting being.
Kind of.
Okay, give me a second. I have to get the stat blocks.
We're all basement dwellers that play D&D. What do you think we are?
Disgusting beings. It's like death.
I'm not a basement creature.
Dude,
you live in the basement.
You live in the basement.
That's why I'm a basement creature.
I live in the basement too.
I thought you said I'm not a basement creature. I was like, Jane.
Yeah, same.
That's not true.
I was like, dude, we are like the definition of basement creatures.
I wasn't prepared for this, Lyle, that's all.
No.
You wasn't expecting us to just backstab them.
Well, I rolled again and I got another seven.
I'm guessing
seven
that this
is
the boss of this area.
Weird, my
toes.
I'm not going to say anything. Why do you guys expect me just to leak information?
We kind of do have a weird one.
So I did 16 damage to that man, plus whatever else you want me to do.
Okay, so this is just a question. So, like, okay. Are the humans that he's attacking aggressive, like, to us? Or are they just, like, civilians that, like, innocent people? Like,
what?
A servant or, like, a
You
peasant?
Mean the guy stroking this brain thing while another guy just stands on top of the
and
guy
it's,
we
it's,
gotta get?
No,
he's
no.
burning him alive. He's burning it, like, branding him. And you're saying, what are you asking?
No, no. Didn't you say there was, like, some humans in there getting killed?
There's one human being
this
tortured.
Is he bad, or is there...
Why would I just say that? What do you guys think I am?
A good human being.
So I know whether or not to kill him. Just kill him in general. Kill the tortured person, okay.
And kill everybody unless you know they're good. And you know what? We don't know they're good, therefore they must die.
That's murder hoboing, Jin.
I got 4 kills
yeah,
so far, so y'all better not be educating me on
the
kill.
Guy.
What is this?
Hey, stop swinging. Okay, Wow, how much damage did you do?
16.
Okay.
Want me to do anything else?
Yep.
I don't know who that is.
Did I kill him?
So, no, dude. Are you stupid?
Oh,
that
means
the boss.
Oh,
he's not just gonna have 16 health. He's gonna be like, he's probably got like 200.
Okay. So,
thousand.
Anyway, Lyle. So you're just gonna stab him, and he's just going to raise his hand. Clench it, let it go behind his back, and you just go flying back to the other side of the dungeon. I mean, not dungeon, room. And you guys are gonna just see, like, Lyle just like, hit the ground. I'll let you all either.
Alright, so.
Did we saw it though, right?
Yeah. Everybody roll for initiative also. I'll let you guys move up into the room and then roll for initiative.
Oh, I got a 5.
I'm gonna go in front of Lyle.
I got a. 8, 9. Yeah, I got an 18.
I got 17.
I got 5.
Jackson, roll first.
I got an 18.
I ran in front of Lyle, though. Since I was, like, on the ground, I'm like...
15 plus...
0.
Yeah, so 15. So everybody goes before me.
I got a 5.
Okay, so I've got 18.
I got 17.
Yeah, I'm gonna
for
go
which
5.
One?
The dude.
But there's two of them.
Yeah, there's... No,
oh,
yeah.
No, I'm just gonna roll for this guy. I don't get 2.
Okay.
Oh, I got 5, so...
Get an F in chat for that guy who's 2.
What if you get a nat 1 on the initiative?
Cool. So, this guy...
No, you get a nat 1
on initiative. I'm trying to talk.
And on initiative, and you have a -4.
What he's gonna do...
Oh my god. Shut.
Wow, so he's just gonna, like, kind of, like, chuckle to himself. And he's gonna rise upon his stone chair, put down the brain thing, and glide across the room.
Oh god.
And he's gonna go through the doors that are shut behind him.
Huh.
What did I just do?
He's gonna end his turn.
Well, he just left.
He out.
He did?
Because we're not supposed to kill him yet.
Yet. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
I just stabbed him for no reason.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh.
Anyway, yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
What would Jesus
do? You think we could ever, like, mind flare? That's what he is. That's the name.
Hmm?
So we can't run after him.
You could try.
No.
I'm
gonna leave you guys to take care of the big bear thing.
I want to go after the mind flayer.
Yeah, me and Jake. Well, it's the mind
actually. I'll go too.
Split the party.
You guys
time.
Are gonna. You guys are gonna hear like a really like loud whirring noise, and then it's gonna stop, and that's the end of his turn.
He just left.
Yeah. So that's the end of his turn. I have to roll.
Yo.
I got another 2.
What attack this boy?
So are we gonna help the human, or are we gonna go chase after
you guys?
Them?
Can help the human. I'm going to go intercept.
I got two initiatives.
I'm gonna go save the humany boy.
Whose turn is it? Is my question. Why
I have
9.
I have 17.
It's yours.
I have
go.
2.
Yeah, I wanna.
That's what you get.
What? Oh, I get 15.
I want to attack that person. This the guy. Just run up.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna
run. You gonna run up to the orc?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll for hit.
Can you run that far?
You know you actually have other.
Yeah. How far can you move? By the ways.
I don't know. 30.
That is not as far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, you can't move that far. You can only move that far.
Do you have any range attacks?
Why don't you use
I got a crossbow.
Okay, you can roll for him.
Shoot him with a crossbow.
Hits. He rolled a 19. Plus something, I don't care.
Hey.
Yeah, he hits, by the way, so...
Actually, it's -1, so... I don't get a plus on my initiative.
Roll for damage.
Which one is the crossbow? Which D?
1D8
well, it should
crossbow.
Say on there...
It just says I have a crossbow here.
It's 1d8.
It doesn't say anything.
It's 1d8.
I know, but he said something, so I was making...
This is a d8. +2.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, 9?
Yep.
Yep. So you're just gonna draw your bow and peg this guy in the chest, and oof! Blood's gonna, like, kind of go down his body a little bit, and... You're gonna pay for that! That's the end of your turn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who goes next?
Jason.
You're gonna run up the hall.
You're still way back.
Yeah, Jackson is, like, back here.
Not anymore than that.
Okay, there you go.
Alright, no. Then. That makes my job easier.
I can fly 50 feet.
No, you can't.
60. He can't.
How?
He's a bird.
He's a bird.
He's got wings.
But a literal angel character can't fly.
Yep.
No, he's just gonna go across the room.
But I'm guessing you can't attack when he does that.
No, we can.
Okay.
Excuse me, what?
You can't.
But he's also carrying things too.
Yeah, and.
Yep. Wait. So right. I have a question.
Yeah, he can only wear light armor when he does that though.
I have light armor on right now.
Yeah.
I have a question.
How high is the ceiling?
Can I walk and then fly?
Yeah, that's the same amount of movement.
75 feet.
Or you
no,
can
he walks less than he does fly.
You can dash.
As your action.
As flying. So you can go 120 feet in one turn without attacking. That's actually crazy.
So if I need to get out there, if I need to get the heck out of there, bye!
Just, no.
Bye.
You're out of the dungeon. We're all in here. It's like,
Where are you going? Are those people?
What?
So how many people are in there?
We need to attack
that boy. One man there, and then this guy is like, "I'm gonna kill you," but first this man's
being tortured.
He's like, "Ah!" You know.
And then I hit that guy with a crossbow, and
then he gets shot like right. Like, right, this is not basically. It's like your turn, and then like you have to, you know, do the exact same thing to the orc. Just like
you should attack the orc.
Oh, how much damage did I take from that? Not
Eldritch Blast.
You did,
huh?
Right. Took damage. Alex.
How much?
I will say you this though. Know. I suggest you go like this.
Seven. Oh.
No, nine.
I took 7 damage.
You dealt 9 damage. Hey, what? Why'd you take damage?
Because I flew across a room.
No, you didn't take any. You didn't take any. Sorry. No, I thought you were Jacob.
I was so confused.
Wait, I took damage?
No, you didn't. You just
what?
Dealt
you just said you're talking about damage being dealt, and you stopped
me.
How did I not take damage? We full cross.
Okay, you want to take damage?
I don't want to take damage. Right. It doesn't shut up. You're okay.
Alex,
Alex.
What?
I'm gonna.
You do it.
Go in front of Jaden and do an Eldritch Blast on him.
Do you roll for hit?
On what? What are you trying
the
to
orc.
The orc?
Yeah.
Not me. Okay. Point blank Eldritch Blast.
Oh.
Six.
Oh.
Plus?
9.
Yeah, this would.
That does not hit. Right. 9 does not hit.
Well, okay,
so you're just gonna reach your hand out and just shoot like a beam.
Roll
it's gonna...
for wild magic.
Oh, yeah, roll for wild magic as well. Roll d20.
Oh, wait, please.
How about
goes
off
portal? Open up portal again, dude.
Oh. Rolls on a what?
You want to
go
off
again? 1 and 2
would
be roll.
We could do that. No, whatever.
I want to see that portal again.
About like critical failure and a 2 would be it goes off.
Yeah.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
But wait,
so
since he actually went, it went off.
No,
he
it didn't.
Actually doesn't that go up?
He rolled
a
3.
No, but like when it went off
no.
a while ago, doesn't it go up?
No.
There's a thing in the wild magic card itself that makes it go up.
Yeah, Jackson. That, so nothing happened. I mean, yeah. So you miss your shot. Who goes next? I've got initiatives of 2. Both have 2.
Or is there anybody higher than 9?
Nope. I got 5.
All right.
I also have 5.
It's my turn. Rock,
paper, scissors. Who goes first?
Okay, no, that's not how that works.
That is.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Best 2 or 3.
It's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
First.
And then I'm just gonna... Oh, wait. Spears have a, like...
Or
no? Ooh. I'm gonna breath weapon.
Okay.
We have water. What do you mean you're
I have to make a hit, right? You make a hit, or do I make a saving throw?
What are you shooting at?
I make a saving throw, right?
I don't know if I roll for it or not.
That's what I'm asking.
It says DC 11 dex save.
Yeah, so that means you don't even roll for it. I just.
Oh, I believe here.
So does it hit or not? What do you roll?
I'm not gonna tell you. Just give me a second.
Chair is what you are.
What's your spell save DC?
My spell save DC?
Yeah, no. What's the save DC or whatever?
11.
Okay, it does not hit. Well, actually, I take half damage.
Yeah, it takes half damage.
Oh,
so
both these things have to make a save, don't they?
2d6. Oh wait, what is that? No, it's a line, not a cone.
Yeah, aren't you shooting diagonally?
Why am I back here all of a sudden?
Who's moving stuff? Oh, what?
I didn't know that he was there.
Yeah, he is there. I'm sorry. I forgot to put them there.
No, I'll just move them right there.
Hit both of them? This is the brain thing. This is the...
Oh, the brain thing. Oh,
the brain thing.
I'll go right here then, too.
Okay, so the brain thing does not make the saving throw.
All right, so he takes full damage and the thing takes half damage. So 2d6
okay.
for both of them.
Okay.
All right, so for the bugbear, it's 5 plus 6,
okay, so
and that's 11. Half of that. It takes half damage.
And the orc thing will die?
The orc thing dies.
Yeah.
All right, now for the small thing, 2 plus.
No. I would just take that total damage and then half it, and then so I made the other.
No,
thing
for that too. Thing, but then this thing would also have to take.
I made,
since he didn't.
I made
save
that
it.
Take 11 damage.
What?
I made this thing take 11 damage.
So did it die?
No.
That thing's one beefy brain.
It just started bleeding.
Oh, so nobody go near that thing if you're nobody like try to go down anywhere around that thing, because it will literally. Control you. It'll take you over and, like, suck your brain out like it's sucking some penis.
Grant, but also, I don't know that, therefore, I will not know anything about that. It looks like a cool specimen, though.
For your brain.
So it's five now, right? Turn order-wise?
Oh, wait.
That's taking a whole new definition. Ooh, for taking nice. Some head.
I've got an initiative of two.
I got five. Yeah, Jay, I go before Lyle. Because, like, we rock, paper, scissors did.
Yeah.
One. How far can I move?
25, probably.
You imagine if, like, everything to do with initiative was just based on rock, paper, scissors.
You're stupid.
What are the first? 30. 30.
That would be dumb.
It's a 5. 10. 15. 20. 25. 30. You said he's bleeding, because I want to... It's unique. I want to throw a ball of glass at it.
Hey, roll for hit.
Because I want to study it later.
It's not hit. Probably not. Roll 1d6.
God dang it. If it doesn't hit, why am I rolling a d6 for?
Shit, never mind. Yeah, no. Never mind. Sorry. So yeah, you're going to just hurl another orb at it. It's just going to bounce harmlessly off the ground and shatter.
So it's one of the freaking thing.
Yep. Lyle, you go.
Going to. So how much can I walk if I fly?
60.
How
high is the ceiling?
20.
This should be okay. Hello?
So is this like a wall?
Jacob, did you ever do the... Did you
no,
ever
it's like a raised platform. Computer?
No.
No?
What you gonna do that right now?
I'm gonna fly.
No, not uploading it.
It's gonna work.
So back here.
I'll finish
it. So you're gonna fly behind him.
Yeah.
Beep.
Can I see if I can stealthily do that?
You can just stand right next to him and deal the stealth damage. Remember, you gotta be within. If you're within 5 feet of
him. Oh yeah, I'll just do that and deal stealth damage.
Okay, roll for hit.
But he got flown back.
Can you actually roll the dice, please?
It doesn't. How does it make 13. Sense for stealth damage? Because, like, he just got flown backwards.
Oh my god, I love
that. Well, no, because if they're flanked, we read the thing. Yeah. Okay, so now you deal 1d8 plus 1d6.
I like this chair so much better.
6.
Okay.
5, that's 11.
That kills?
Boom!
Nice.
Say, so, yeah, you're just gonna soar right next to this brain thing. Describe to me how you cut up this tiny brain thing to kill it.
I just fly up, and as I'm falling down, I just go...
Oh, you're just gonna strike down and do it as you fall to the ground?
Yeah.
Little thing.
Just what? like
a... Impale it?
Yeah.
I'm just... Boom!
Yeah, you guys are out of initiative.
I would like to study it. The brain thing.
So the nightmare creature is gone.
Like, just check the big orc thing for anything of value.
Did the human die?
No. I'm just the first time I asked.
The human is still alive.
Can I check the human?
Check for he's still alive.
Dead orc thing.
Because I want to study all these things. Because this is a cool, interesting place.
Okay.
Can I check
the human? He has a spell book.
Ooh.
You can't use it.
I still have the spell.
Can I have it?
Yo.
A spellbook is like a power tool with it. Yo.
I know, but I just want to read it.
Yo, okay, any spells from it?
I know, I want to read it.
Yo, guys, this is some BS. It still has another half an hour to go. 2 hours.
Did you tell him about that? Did you tell Dad about it, though?
Yeah, he knows. He's fine.
Can I check if the human's still alive?
That's probably a
good
idea.
He's still alive.
Well, can I check the human for...
Did y'all kill him?
Yeah.
Was I damaged?
No.
Yeah, you died.
No, I killed the orc breathing on him.
No, I killed the orc by... not the orc. I killed the brain creature by stabbing
him. Okay, anyway, so you're gonna check out the human?
I'm gonna check out the human.
I would describe him as a man with bright blonde hair and a very nice chin.
Yeah,
and there he is. It's our boy.
The boy.
Yeah,
it's our boy.
He's extremely bloody. He's like, oh, you're here. Hello. Who are you?
I am Erwin Sickle. I'm here to help.
I am Alasdair, and your friend sent me.
We're getting paid to get you back.
Nice. Who's paying you?
Your
some guy
friend. What was
don't
his name?
Don't remember his name.
I had it written down, but
I may or may not have lost all of our notes from the previous session. Really? So my bad.
Okay, can you tell me his name? He gave us 10 GP for it, so...
I had it written down. Volo, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie. They would know it if I didn't lose it. That's my bad.
Are you on drugs? Oh. Well, he's talking weird.
Can I help him
up? He's a pretty boy.
Oh, he's...
Can I help him up? Yeah, sure. I helped him up.
And he's going to show his affection by hugging you, the homo.
Can I look him over to see if he has any, like, bad wounds that we need to, like, fix
up? He's bleeding. He's absolutely, like,
it's okay. Torn. Jacob knows exactly how to do this because I did it to him earlier.
Can I? I have, +2 in medicine, so I could try to...
You gonna heal him?
Yeah.
Patch up his wounds.
Yeah. Use his own clothes and heal him.
How was that? You can't heal him, it's just like nothing.
You wrap him up like as bandages with some cloth.
Can Jacob and I both do a double heal maneuver thing where we both try to heal him? No.
No, you said he's bleeding, so he's gonna bleed out before we get him to his friend.
Not like that, no. Okay. He's just cut up and stuff. Okay. No, he's not like bleeding.
It looks like he got hit by a really slow moving truck.
Yeah. So that's it.
So. Anyways. Can I roll, like, insight or investigation or something? I want to find out anything about this pink thing.
Wait, have we got a pink thing? Wait, the brain. Didn't we get paid by that?
Hold up.
Yeah, 10 GP.
We need to bring back Soldier.
And so,
Jacob.
Oh, we got
10 GP from
Jacob.
Yeah, but we need more
Jacob.
Money.
Jacob. He's going to pull out this box and hand it to you.
Okay, I grab it.
Yeah.
I got 35 gold right now.
I have 35 gold,
too. I have a spell book that I'm
Yeah, it's a small wooden chest. He's going to hand it to you.
Actually, you could just copy it down and then I can sell it.
You need how much gold that costs per spell? Yeah, you'd be losing money.
Like, whatever you gain off of them, I'm gonna lose at least 10 times.
I have +5 sleight of hand, by the way.
Okay, what does that have to do with anything?
He's just gonna try to steal it off me.
Can I steal the spell book off of Baden?
He wants to steal it, but I want power.
Sleight of hand.
So it was just how force him tight.
I'm gonna steal the spell book and give it to him.
Literally, 16 Baden, if someone steals my spell book, I'm actually
crippling. I got that one.
Okay.
Alright, so I see you trying to steal it, and I just grab you by the neck, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Trying to take the spell book so you don't sell it to
Let's
me.
Go.
Next time
boys
you,
do,
next time you try
now.
To steal anything
82 silver points.
Next time you try to steal anything off of me again, I will snap your neck.
I'm just terrified.
He's probably got a pretty thick neck, honestly.
I'm a paladin that doesn't like steely.
He's like a bird man.
I'm actually in character right now.
You gotta find the bird man's neck in order to...
Well, they got pretty thin bones, so you know.
Yeah, just break his bones.
You gotta, like, pluck his feathers first, though. You gotta get there.
So you guys are out of initiative now.
Your boys are rich.
Alright, so now let's go back through the door to where the big boy is.
Okay, I still want to do my thing.
Okay, so you're just gonna stay behind? Yeah. You don't have to roll for anything.
Right. No, Jaden, come on.
Alright, I'm gonna open the doors.
Okay.
Bang.
So as you open the door, this room looks empty. But in the center of the room...
Looks empty.
In the center of the room, there's just, like, this kind of, like, pillar with a glass orb in the center of it.
I want to touch the glass orb.
Yeah, you touch the glass orb.
Did you put that there?
Can I take the glass orb?
No, it's, like, deeply melted to this bar that's connected to the ground. It's very ornate, well-crafted.
Can I do something?
Can I try to, like, chip something off of it?
That would ruin it, though.
Whatever. So, where does this go?
You want to go... Okay, first I'm going to let everyone else do stuff.
Can I go... Have we been in these rooms?
Yeah, those are the stairs that go up.
Okay. So, do we need to...
There's another room if you want to go in.
I want to go into the other room.
Okay.
So, is our friend with us?
Straw pallets lie on the floor. Yeah, this is going to be...
Wait, why are we attacking the big boy if
you're not?
Friend still with us.
There's no one in there. Anyway, straw pallets lie on the floor and rusty manacles are bolted to the walls.
Okay.
Nothing of interest. We're gonna call this bedroom just because it's like easier to describe.
Oh, I'm a walk.
Is there any like books or anything in there?
Nope. Just looks like an area you would sleep in. Nothing really.
Okay. And then I'm gonna leave that room.
Okay. Well, you go.
I'm gonna take our friend.
Okay.
and escort him down this way.
Yep. Jackson,
we can actually probably find a way out of here, not going back to the sewer.
But we at least know that it's empty and cleared out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Someone should report to that guy from earlier that we got rid of his goblin infestation.
Oh, yeah, because we brutally tried to snap a goblin's neck, but we're too stupid, too, so we just hit him on the head.
I think your Jackson's comfy.
Hey, Jackson, what are you doing?
Well, you always pop like a squad.
Jane, if you wanted me to, I could go back and check that guy out.
Sure. You might give us a reward. Or I might try to kill us.
Can I go back and check that guy out who said that,
He's changing shifts?
No. The guy that was like, oh, we'll deal with your goblin problem.
Yeah, the guy who, you said you were gonna change shifts, isn't it?
No, remember?
The guy that he talked to that
one dwarf guy. One guy walked down an alternate hallway, and the dwarf was like, hey, we have a blah, 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 blah.
Like, I thought, Jacob, you talked to him. You were a goblin, weren't you?
No, I talked to the goblin. He talked to the goblin.
I talked to a small human.
I'm gonna turn, can I,
oh,
like,
that guy.
Can I morph into a human and then walk back and try to, and, like, talk to him and tell him we dealt with the problem?
You've been a goblin this whole time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm gonna turn.
Can, didn't change anything?
Can I?
Okay, so, that, can we wait a little bit there?
Okay.
It's not even, Jackson, what do you want to do?
Follow me. I'm just kidding. You don't have to listen to me, but, hey. You should come with me to protect the human.
Do anything you want. Check out the area. Look around, Peyton. Poke Jaden, poke Jaden, poke Jaden, poke Jaden.
I'm gonna play rock, paper, scissors with Jaden.
Okay, Jaden, do you accept this challenge?
Let's do this!
No, you gotta best out of three. You gotta roll for which one you do.
No, they just. Okay.
Alright, so.
Tie right now. Ooh, Jackson wins.
Alright.
Wait, Jaden, have you didn't. Yeah, you're. Now it'll go back to you, right? So
I still want to study the pink.
You're still studying it?
I want to. Like, what do
you
I
already learn? Did. You don't roll anything.
I wonder what I learned from it.
It's an intellect devour.
Okay. Write that down. I'm creating a bestiary, in case you're wondering.
Bring.
Bestiary.
That's why I bought this book,
bestiality.
Yes.
Bestiality.
Oh!
Anyway.
So, I want to go to the stairs.
Okay. So, there's a door.
I open it.
Okay. Inside of there is a goblin who's just sleeping.
Kill him.
Intimidate.
So you know his manacles back in the other room?
There's manacles in this room as well. Rusty manacles.
Can I grab them?
Yeah, but as you grab them, they just break off. They're
just like...
They're like nearly dissolving manacles.
Alright, I want to try to sleight of hand.
Also roll for stealth because you've been moving around. 14. Okay, you're good.
Yeah, so I want to try to sleight of hand something off the goblin.
Roll for sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand is weapons.
I have +2 to this for some reason. I'm a paladin. Why do I have +2 to sleight of hand?
Do you want to make a character?
6. 8.
Nah, so you're just going to feel him up. Mm. And he's going to wake up, look around. What are you doing here?
Hi.
High.
You just like
7 foot. So weapons are
7 foot tall dragonborn. So, just ooh.
That's how intimidating. You just wake up and it's just this.
Anyway,
he just like
so. Before we continue that,
do you speak goblin? Do you speak goblin?
No, you don't. He speaks goblin. Speaks common.
I speak orc, draconic, and common.
The goblin speaks common.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
buddy!
How's it going?
So, Jacob, what are you doing?
I want to go back and check that guy out.
Okay. Lyle, you want to come with him? You guys are traveling.
Alright, you gotta actually save some of the money that you're gonna get from the guy with us. Oh, this is gonna be crabbled.
I have 51 gold, so you boys.
As you guys turn the corner and go down the stairs,
I have 35.
As you guys turn the corner and go down the stairs, you're just gonna see this just like, there's just ooze all over the walls and the floor, just like cuts, and you're just gonna see this goblin breathing really heavily.
Oh, it's probably the goblin that we like told to like, are your shifts done?
Yeah. Ah! So he's just gonna be breathing. Hey, you! Where? Why aren't you doing my shift?
I'm gonna okay, I have plus 5 persuasion, so can I? Those were organized, so I knew which ones were which. So I knew what the plus 4 and the plus.
Anyway, what you gonna say?
I'm gonna persuade him to say that another person was supposed to come and replace my shift.
I have plus 3 persuasion.
It's been roll for persuasion as well.
Okay, that went to 20, right?
If he fails, he's just gonna try to shank you.
6.
Plus 4.
Plus 5.
5.
11. Do I persuade
him? It's been like 10 minutes. It's been 10 minutes. What do you think you're doing here? Just go back to work.
Did you see me?
Bring me some ale.
I'm
on go first.
Wait, he doesn't know what he doesn't know what the goblin's saying, right? Because no. He doesn't speak goblin.
You're like, they're just like. Really?
Ask him if he speaks common so he can speak common.
No, that goblin spoke common. I had it written down. They have names.
No, I was asking him.
What's his name?
Yeah, let's ask him what his name is so that we can get him emotionally attached to him.
What's your name? What's your name, bud? His name's just Frank.
Or we can get him to like follow us around and do our bidding.
No.
You can recruit him.
Companion time.
Recruit.
His name is Roscoe.
Roscoe.
Names. Roscoe. Now just get me some ale. I'm getting kind of angry.
Are you okay?
We can throw him in the pit.
I ask him if he's okay.
What?
That's not lawful good.
Yeah, but.
I ask him if he's okay because he's breathing awfully hard.
I'm just tired after fighting the ooze.
I thought we killed it.
No?
Yeah, we killed it though. Like, you said you killed it. Yeah, Alex.
No, I had. There's something else. Give me a second.
There's another ooze that I didn't.
Wait, it died and it split in two.
Perhaps. No,
I stabbed the ooze.
I could have swore
it.
I said it got away. I said it got away, but I remember this movement speed was only 10.
And then I froze it in place.
Well, he fought an ooze.
Just a second ooze.
A second ooze of weaker strength enough for a goblin to take care of. He's bleeding, by the way. He's like a ton. And he's got like no weapon. He's just got like a shank.
Throw him in the pit. Okay. Throw him in the pit.
Can I
slide a hand to pickpocket him?
You're on the other side of this hallway.
Can I persuade him to take me back to, like, the normal, the main base?
Or whatever. Is this the main base?
No, like, where he comes
Where's
from.
Where's the loot
where...
room? I need to get to the loot room because the boss requires...
The main, the common area, you know, where him and the other goblins who are on shift go.
Not on
shift. It's down that way. You worked here before, right? Roll for persuasion.
No, deception. No.
Deception, yeah.
13 plus...
Deception.
5.
Okay. So what are you going to say to deceive him?
I'm going to say, it's my first day here. Sorry.
What's your name again?
Wait, me?
Yeah.
Oh,
Alex
there.
Okay. So he's going to walk with you and he's going to turn the corner. Wait, who's this guy? He's going to point at Leilu, a.k.a. Irwin. And Floon, wait, isn't that the hostage? Roll for initiative.
No, wait, he doesn't have.
It's a hostage.
I know, but like,
he's been defending
Hold on. Does he know he had something to do with it?
No.
Wait, no. I could deception and say, oh, I was supposed to bring him to another section.
The guys are heading towards the exit.
There's
no other section.
Jacob. Say that the city guards attacked a place above ground, so they couldn't be that far behind, right?
I could just say that city guards attacked. We needed to get him out of here.
Well, I got a 19.
I'm gonna decept this boy.
Do it.
Yeah, I got a 14.
For
8. Initiative. Now before all that happens, I'll let you guys do a ton of turns. What do you do? All
right, so
you got a sleeping goblin in front of you. Goblin.
Did I go first?
He's just confused.
He just, you
felt me. Hey, buddy, the guards are attacking. We gotta go.
Okay, roll for deception.
Keep in mind, you're 7 feet tall and you're very much not
plus a goblin. Actually, roll for intimidation.
The guards are attacking. We gotta go.
Let's go.
The guards are attacking. We gotta go.
Okay, so here we'll run, by the
go
way.
Go in Gar's room, Jack! You gotta go!
No, yeah, get away from you. And he's gonna screech, pervert, and he's gonna kick at you.
I run in.
So, Jackson, you're just gonna hear screeching.
Jackson, get back up
you're
here!
You're gonna run into the room. I'll go saw it.
Yo, Lyle, Lyle, Lyle.
And he's gonna start screaming as well.
Lyle, get off the couch.
I pull Peyton away from this poor traumatized goblin.
Yeah,
y'all, chill.
He's a pervert, he's spanking me, he's grabbing my ass.
Get my parents at home.
No homo. Shut up!
And sit down. Seriously.
No, seriously, Jackson, get into your seat.
You're playing
the
game.
The guards are attacking, we gotta go.
Jackson, do you have your sheet?
I wanna try to, does he see it coming?
No. Wait.
Yeah, no,
this one does.
Yeah,
this one does. Right. Okay, I forgot. I'm such a bad dude. This is fucking horrible.
There's a second goose.
Shut up. I just made a canoe deer, okay? Screw off.
Ask him what's wrong. Like, why is he screaming?
Get away! Go! Ah! God! He's just gonna start throwing, like...
Can I roll animal hand and it'll calm him down?
No, he's not an animal. You can roll for persuasion to calm him down, though.
Come on. Jackson just comes in the room. Calm.
Shoots him.
7 plus persuasion.
I have such, like... I actually have some pretty good persuasion and intimidation.
Oh, but, like, 8.
I can't use it correctly.
8?
8, yeah.
No, that doesn't give it. Get away! He's just throwing handfuls of straw at you. Just chucking it hand by hand. And then...
Can I grab Peyton and still it back
up? No, wait, I want to do something now.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I want to, like, punt him.
Oh, no! I really grab Peyton now.
So first, you make a strength competition to see if you can withstand Peyton. You're at a 6. You're at 14. Okay, so you're gonna grab him and your hand is just gonna be like removed instantly from him. Peyton, roll for hit. 13.
Plus 3.
That hits.
Roll for hit. Bunk him in the chest.
Like, I'm going to like kick him across the room.
I'd say 1d8. You're a pretty strong guy. 1d8 plus 2.
3.
That doesn't kill him, so you just kick him and sort of. He's safe from his body.
He's just.
He's in a rage from under his bed, grab a dagger, and roll for initiative.
Peyton.
14 plus 2, so
I got
16.
A 2.
12.
I got a 2. My dude is.
Alright, I 13. Go first again.
Okay, go, Peyton.
Alright, so now I'm just gonna grab my great axe. I'm just gonna, like, get into a batting stance and just. Fucking try to take off his head. It is time for you to commit not exist.
Roll for hit.
Time for you to commit not exist.
Doesn't hit. So he's screaming and squirming and running around, and then you're just gonna hit, and there's gonna be a loud clanging noise resonating throughout the building.
But I thought you said stuff couldn't resonate.
This was a really bad one, like a.
No. Wait, wasn't he sitting on a chair?
Oh yeah, I forgot. I saw
a different
battle
area.
Music in my ears or something.
No, it stopped after.
And then he could just swing. He just demolishes all the wood objects around.
I'm still trying to stop Peyton, by the way, so I want to grab Peyton again.
How about this, Peyton? So since you're failing to kill somebody, your weapon's gonna flash with,
I have to get to 3.
Three miss attacks.
Right? No, miss attacks. Level to 3, and then every time I miss, I get plus 1
to Yeah, we agreed on that. Never mind, yeah, I forgot about that. We had the Balloopadoop thing planned. He's telling you to do the thing.
I'm gonna try to stop him again.
What are you rolling for? Strength?
I want to grab the dude, yeah.
Okay, roll for strength.
Alright.
You're grabbing the dude or you're grabbing the...
Him.
Okay.
Him.
Oh!
4 plus 3.
Jane, what's your strength modifier? Minus 1.
Minus 1.
Ooh. So yeah, I just...
So you're just holding Peyton. You're going to grab Peyton. Peyton's going to throw you away again. This goblin's going to try to stab Peyton. He rolled a 19. He rolled a 4.
Okay, I'm down to 4 health. I also start yelling.
Your turn.
Alright, so now I'm gonna try to
have a water bowl.
And just like come down on him with it.
Okay.
Actually said shut up.
7 plus
5. Oh, I thought it was a 1. That hits 12.
Alright, so that's a D12. Plus
3.
Sure. Roll a 1.
No! Okay, so that's...
That kills.
No!
So with yeet! A, with just one hit, it just quiets. Just a, you get like a moment of just pure, like, uncomfortable silence. Like, you just, your god is just praising you right now for this unnecessary murder.
Can I fall on my knees in the morning? I'm unhappy.
I want to loot the body. I need more gold. I have nothing. I'm poor.
Can Jacob and I do something? 3 CP.
Yeah. Copper points, dude.
Still, that's better than nothing.
Well, I have 250 copper.
He's rich right now.
Look at me. Look at I'm rich. Boy, I'm
cool. Anyway, so
flex on y'all real quick.
Jackson, what do you want to do?
I'm just making those fat stacks while y'all are doing.
All right, so
there's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a fight going on still.
Yeah.
Wait, aren't me and Lyle fighting someone?
Yeah, at the exact same
time.
Well,
you're technically not. Lyle is, though. He thinks you're your boy, but...
Hey, now if you want to take out one of your teammates, now's a chance.
Well, what are you, though?
He's a goblin right now.
I'm...
But you're lawful. You're probably...
No, I think I'm neutral or whatever. I haven't chosen...
He just decided.
You can't just play a character without an alignment.
No. Remember when you were making it? I said I'm just gonna go like neutral. I'm not gonna be really good or really bad. I'm just gonna be neutral.
Okay.
Don't be really. If you're being really bad, then you're gonna whack me.
Yeah. He might whack you anyways. He just might not like you.
Just whack you with a handle of my sword.
I will. Thank you.
Kidding. I'm not gonna whack you.
I will. Okay, can you be my teammate so if I stand next to the dude, I can get plus a d6? Please.
Okay,
I'm gonna slap the crap out of Jacob.
You're gonna be. Oh, okay, so I'm assuming you're with Jacob then.
Yo, what? What's up with that?
Just like a hurt slap or like a. Just like, what the.
What you doing?
Roll for initiative first. Okay, guys, now we're gonna do your guys' fight.
Go roll the d20.
What?
Baloop, you do favors me. Okay, so after, like, this thing goes down, I'm gonna ask Jane, hey, why was there battle music in my ears?
I pull out a paper and pencil and start studying it.
This isn't an answer! Give me my answers! I need answers!
I start writing faster. I only want knowledge. Anything else concerns me not.
Why am I hearing boss music?
The terrarium, lovely. I love it. Am I hearing... When Karen asks for the manager, but you're the manager, why am I hearing guys, boss music?
Yeah, I've got initiative of 14 for this goblin.
I go first.
Goblin's with
okay, you go.
Oh, I forgot to roll for initiative.
Yeah, sure, go.
That's sick.
Lyle, go. What are you doing?
I was going to see what he got. Cause I got
initiative of 5.
There's a goblin for him. He's crying. Not really.
So, okay, the goblin's right
he's
here.
He's very tired and hurt.
He's right here, right?
Yeah.
Do I want to be mean to him? I don't know, man.
No, he's trying to fight you.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to stab him with my rapier then.
Jacob's also trying to fight you.
No, I'm not trying to fight anyone right now. I haven't
just... So, you're like, this guy's just panting, and you're like, fiddling with your weapon, and yeah. Just, you're, like, swinging it, but nothing's gonna happen. You suck butt. Okay. He's gonna go now. He's gonna try to stab you. 13.
That hits.
Ooh. Ooh, will he kill my boy? Ooh, 6.
Oh, God!
You knock him unconscious?
I have 4 health.
I think I add 2, by the way. So.
This is the most dysfunctional.
No, I add 1. You're at C, take 7.
I just, oh god, I failed!
Why do I hear boss music?
That would have killed me.
I like how the big boss enemy thing doesn't even hit us, but like a single goblin just shank dies.
Get, Jacob, you go.
Can I intimidate the goblin just to like.
He's friends with you right now.
He's trying to be friendly, yeah.
Okay, then.
Suck his peepee.
No.
That's what happens.
You know, I'm gonna do performance and just distract everyone and start playing on my lute.
Make your action to help. Help your. So that means you're gonna help Lyle. Which means. Wow, that means you're gonna attack with advantage.
Okay, pipes!
Okay, so yeah, you're gonna use it. Jackson, you go.
Why are you allowed to be a bard?
So,
Oh, jeez.
I will intimidate the crap out of you, Jackson.
I'm going to run as fast as I can and slap Jacob in the butt.
That's a homo.
Roll for no homo. Okay. Anyway. Roll for no homo.
Actually, roll for performance. Roll for performance.
D20. It's the one on top.
Oh.
Roll, brother, roll.
You got a 20.
Yeah, so you're gonna run by Jacob and just thunderclap his rear.
And I'm just like,
just you, everybody feels the air just exit the dungeon. Just, you guys are gonna be back here. You're gonna hear just and air is like just like a shockwave travels throughout.
What is going on? Why am I hearing? Why am I hearing music in my ears?
Ah! Yeah. Jay.
Ow!
So Lyle, now, it's your turn, Lyle.
Right. Jacob's separated.
I'm just like, ooh.
I'm laughing so hard, ooh. I'm feeling physical pain.
Lyle, it's your turn. It's your turn.
So did Jacob suffer damage, or like, no, he has a mental trauma?
Mental trauma, sure.
Mental trauma.
So, Lyle, roll for
I hurt so badly.
It's your turn.
You gotta remember, I'm a noble, so that's never happened to me before.
Legally.
In the bedroom, though.
You never know.
Okay.
But you're in, stop, please. I'm actually in really bad pain right now.
My background is noble. Oh. My main form, I normally go as like a human. But like.
Oh,
yeah, it was Default Jones. Just like the most basic.
Yeah, I was the Default Joe. Like, think of your most. The basic Skyrim Nord.
If you're getting hunted by someone, you just turn a corner and.
I get a 19 plus 1.
You can roll with advantage, so roll again. So you get a 20.
Aww.
Okay, so roll for it. I mean,
looking
for
like
damage.
Every other average Joe, it's actually pretty useful if you're a criminal.
I know, right? Because you look like everyone.
Yeah.
I got. Yeah.
It's like, alright, so seven. I am now
okay, that
female.
Kills.
Yeah, I killed him.
So you're just gonna bonk him in the head?
No, I stabbed him.
You rob a bank.
How do you want to stab him?
I was aiming for his legs to immobilize him.
So you just go right in the legs. You want to knock him to unconscious?
I wasn't trying to kill him. I was just trying to
not
die.
Okay, so yeah, so he's dead though.
No,
Frank.
And can I like cry? Cause
you want to knock him unconscious?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I asked you, and you're like, I don't want.
I just want to not die.
Okay, he's unconscious.
That's a quote.
Alright.
Sorry about your tower, man.
And now it's Jin and Chicken, sir. You guys are out of initiative. Sorry, Peyton.
Alright, so I'm gonna. Door time.
I'm not gonna follow. I'm gonna like investigate this thing.
Okay. Roll for arcane.
I need my dice.
Roll for perception.
Can I throw the goblin over my
18.
Shoulder?
18.
What?
Nice.
Plus what?
What was it? Perception.
Yeah, perception.
Oh, it's 22. You got 17.
I'm not rolling. I also
I need my
have
pencil.
Zero in perception, so you're
okay.
Wrong.
So Jane, you can tell. That this is a, like,
die,
it's not a teleportation circle, but it's used to teleport you to a certain way. But you can recognize you need a key for this kind of teleportation.
That's where the big boy went.
Anyway, so, right, Peyton, you enter. It's another bedroom. There's no one in it.
Is there any loot in there?
No.
All right. I want to go up here.
Yeah.
Down the hallway.
So there's a split in this hallway.
Someone tell me life was gonna be this way.
Jackson,
no.
Jackson literally clapped her cheeks.
All right. The clap from
so
across
two,
the world.
What is this?
53.
Door.
That's a door?
Hey. 53
what? Oh, okay, we should end it here. So, now that they're technically done with the dungeon, there's no more, like, live enemies. We'll continue next episode. You guys looking at do another episode? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Alex,
I am not finished
the
looting.
What? You knocked him unconscious.
Oh, can I save him?
Anyway, so, Twitter, Discord, at Send Help
in the
Homo.
Walk out.
It's a Twitter, Discord. It's good. Yeah, actually, join the Discord. It's pretty fun. We're on there pretty often. Not all the time, but.
I don't have Discord, so.
Shut up! Yeah, I'm the DM.
His best waifu.
I'm the DM. That's my name on Discord for that server.
Oh yeah, I should probably change my name to Dragon.
Yeah, anyway. think that's it, right?
Yep.
Hope you guys enjoyed. Come back for next episode, episode 6.
Thanks for watching, and if you haven't already, check out the other videos.
Yeah, see you.